FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN is bracing for another bout of inclement weather. The Weather Service has issued two warnings. The north of the province is under a yellow level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms this afternoon. The same warning has been put in place for disruptive rainfall along the coast and adjacent interior. Senior forecaster Wiseman Dlamini says it's likely to lead to possible heavy downpours.
We actually have this upper air system called a cutoff low, situated over central parts of the country. As a result, we do expect some showers and thunder showers to persist from this evening into tomorrow as well. We're looking at the whole coast of KZN, so that will be your Ethekwini district, Ugu district, Ilembe, King Cetshwayo, Umkhanyakude.
Dlamini is urging residents to stay indoors and avoid roads if they can.
And also avoiding crossing the swollen rivers and streams, even the small bridges where you can't see the road properly, could be you're driving or you're walking. In terms of the buildings, more likely moving your valuables into a safe place when you see water being locking your building so that you don't lose everything should it be affected by this rain.
We are in stage 2 load shedding. It started an hour ago and will continue until tomorrow morning at 5. Eskom says high electricity demand, the loss of generation units and extensive planned maintenance have put strain on the grid. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the U-turn on the VAT increase wasn't an easy win, nor should it be claimed by any single party. Treasury released a statement overnight saying that Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana had scrapped plans to raise the VAT rate by half a percentage point next week. Earlier this week, the Western Cape High Court heard the DA and EFF's application to block the tax increase. The IFP's Mkhuleko Hlengwa today joined a briefing held by several parties that supported the fiscal framework in a parliamentary vote earlier this month. He says the economy and the country is in dire straits and tough decisions have to be made.
If you look at IMF, amongst others, revising downwards our growth outlook, all those circumstances combined mean that tough decisions lie ahead. But the reality of it is that a budget is a living document, and it has been this collective here that has been able to save the day. And we believe that anybody else who masquerades as the messiah of this moment outside this collective is wholly misplaced and misguided in terms of what is actually happening.
The Treasury now estimates that dropping the VAT hike will leave a 75 billion rand revenue gap over the medium term. In a separate briefing earlier, DA Federal Council Chairperson Helen Zilla said they would be pushing for a spending review.
Long before this process began, we made proposals to the national government on how we could dramatically save money in the current budget to avert and prevent an increase in any form of taxation. The minister refused to listen to this.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he cannot at the moment link Russia's overnight missile strikes on Kyiv to his official visit to South Africa. He was answering questions through a translator during a joint press briefing following talks with President Cyril Ramaphosa at the Union buildings this afternoon. He says Russia's attacks are rarely isolated incidents.
This is something that is happening from time to time. The Russian attacks come every night. 100, 120 Iranian Shahids or some similar long-reaching drones are being used by Russia every night. So unfortunately, I would not try to tie any specific attack to any specific event. This attack of today's night was one of the complex ones, one of the most outrageous.
At least 8 people were killed in those strikes and critical infrastructure in Ukraine's capital damaged. Zelensky's visit to South Africa has been cut short due to the deadly assault. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 23.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The junior box are ready to go in the under 20 rugby championship in Gqeberha starting in June. Wade van Niekerk has withdrawn from the 2025 SA Athletics Championships and the Royal Challengers Bangalore 134 for 1 after 14 overs against the Rajasthan Royals.